And on the line from sunny Bris Vegas, Dr. Dom, hello.
Hello. How are we both tonight?
Well, we are exceptionally good. And I'd like you to know that the weather in Victoria has been, well, almost exemplary.
I have heard. I've been getting messages from family and friends showing me the sun. I think you're almost on par with what we've got over here, which is very unusual.
Hey, tomorrow, sunny in 19.
Woo!
Wow, look at that. I think we're about 26. So.
All right. Okay, yeah. Shut up.
Look at the time.
Enough. Hey, Dr. Dom, I don't know what you're feeding those boys, but it must be working.
Wasn't it an incredible game on the weekend? It was, really exciting. And I thought the same thing. I thought, I'm clearly doing my job pretty good here. They're fueling and recovering pretty well.
Well, clearly it's all down to you. And for those who are playing along at home and you don't know who we're talking to, this is Dr. Dom, Dominic Kondo, who is the nutritionist for the Geelong Football Club, also a lecturer at Deakin University.
I'm not going to put too fine a point on it, but I think it's a soft serve machine. Let's be honest.
I think, 100%. It's just what they look forward to. It allows the energy to come in straight after. It's working a treat.
Now, Daryl and I had a bit of an argy-bargy about if they lose, do they miss out on the soft serve? I said they should not get soft serve if they lose.
And I'm saying the machine's there. And you know what? Do you put the out-of-order sign on it like that used to happen at Pizza Hut back in the day?
You know, I've also thought about this as well. Now, besides game day, there is a cloth over the machine, like a big black cloth, so they don't use it all the time. I'm thinking that we just leave it on if we lose. So that's my plan.
Oh, she's harsh.
So she's clearly, harsh. Clearly, Dom, you've got plenty of friends. You can afford to lose a couple. Is that what I'm hearing?
Pretty much. Wow. No, it is a tough gig when you have to be the one who can say yay or nay to what goes in their mouth.
Oh, absolutely. But I must say, it works in my favour. Tonight, we're about to head up to the rooftop here for a curry night. So that keeps them nice and entertained. We do a couple of theme nights a week. So it is actually a bit of fun playing around with the menu and just making it a bit interesting, which keeps things fun.
Yeah, so if by chance they lost against the Tigers, they would go into the conference room after the game, the coach would give it to them, and they come out, and there's Dom putting the black cape on the soft serve machine. I don't know about you, but that's a pretty depressing thought, really. So yeah. I suppose they've just got to win.
Do you know what I think? I wonder which would be worse, the spray from the coach or not getting the spray of the soft serve. I'm thinking the soft serve.
As the door opens for the conference room. And you're not getting any soft serve, all right?
Straight up to bed.
I suppose, like you mentioned, that you've got a bit of a theme night tonight, so it's curry night for everyone. Do you feel like, given everything's going so well, that you want to try and almost keep it the same every week?
Yeah, it's a really good question. We keep everything around game day exactly the same. So night before game, day of game, and pretty much after game. We play around with that a bit, but the lead up, the almost 48 hours before, is really, really similar. Outside of that, we really try and add variety, especially when you're here for 3 months. I think if we didn't, it would get extremely boring. So I've really tried to mix things up with still being giving them what they need nutritionally, but anything around game stays exactly the same, to the point that every single meal on that lunch and dinner menu before the game is identical every week.
Okay, so we've got curry night tonight. Is Mexican night coming up soon? Just asking for a friend.
Ooh, we had Mexican night last week and it was unbelievable. So that's already been had. Any other suggestions, guys? Because I'm running out of ideas. Anything else that you have for me?
Well, no. I don't mind a bit of Thai night. That sort of goes a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Pizza night would definitely not go astray. So,
We've had pizza night. We've got a wood oven here. So they're getting everything, guys.
A wood oven and a soft serve machine.
Really getting it all.
Look, honestly, and the sunshine. And how good does everyone look with the
sunshine? And they're in Queensland and they can go out and be social.
I know.
Look at the time, really. I don't know what.
Seriously, Dom, just keep doing what you're doing and we can only hope that the soft serve machine is available for them come Friday night late. Yeah.
And let's be honest, all we've got on Sunday night at midnight is we can go and meet one other person in the park and get drunk or exercise. They're our choices, really, from Sunday. So you're doing all right up there. Don't you worry about that.
Oh, I am thinking of all you guys down there, and stay safe and, yeah, watch Friday night, and it's getting to the exciting part of the season. So, yeah, let's get this done, I say.
Dr. Dom, who's looking after the nutrition of the Geelong Football Club on the Gold Coast in the hub.
And as she said, let's get this done.
All right. Thanks, Dom.
Thank you.